It's Whiplash and 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us once again, Tom Morello. How are you?
I'm well. Always good to talk to you. What's going on?
You too. Last time we were speaking, Prophets was getting ready to go out on the Avenged Sevenfold tour, which obviously did not happen.
Yes.
But a lot has happened since then. You've got the Atlas Underground record, which is out now. And I heard rumblings that there's new Prophets of Rage music possibly coming out this year.
All of those things are true.
All right. And well, Prophets of Rage is an activist band. How did the results of the midterm election dictate where that band does next?
Yeah, I don't know that Prophets of Rage really sort of, is on, that our recording schedule is on the electoral cycle. the issues that Prophets of Rage deals with predated, in some ways, the Trump presidency, and will post-date it as well, and sort of the overall arc of the universe and fighting for justice, kind of ebbs and flows. But yeah, we are, we're in the midst of making a Prophets record, which is very exciting, and this, my solo record, the Atlas Underground record, is out now, which I think in some ways, it speaks maybe more broadly to underlying human issues, and the thematic thread that runs through the Atlas Underground record is social justice ghost stories, where basically we're telling the with this ensemble cast that I made the record with, it's telling the stories of the heroes and martyrs of the past to inform the struggles of the present, and hopefully shine some sort of bonfire to light a way towards a more just and humane future. I know it's ambitious for rock and roll, but that's what I've been dealing with for my entire career.
Tom Morello is with us tonight. Music from Prophets of Rage for you now. Living on the 110 on Whiplash. It's Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Tom Morello on the show with us tonight. The Atlas Underground record is out now. Tom, so much of your music is meant to instigate thought and social awareness. What are the indicators that what you do has made a specific direct impact?
Well, I can't go to the grocery store without running into someone who has been in some way influenced by, whether it's Rage, Audioslave, the Night Watchman, Axis of Justice, that has led them to, maybe become a public defender or a brick throwing anarchist, or someone who's just thought about the world in a different way and addressing bullying at their school. So, that sort of daily payoff of seeing the way that the music has made its way into the world. But I look at it like it's I'm nowhere near done, and with this Atlas Underground record, I think that you can challenge the way people look at the world, not just with sort of lyrics or carrying a picket sign, but with the music you make as well. This Atlas Underground record has artists of diverse genres, ethnicities, ages, and genders, and in these divisive times, that in and of itself is quite a statement.
Tom Morello with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. I'm going to be giving away a signed vinyl copy of his solo album, The Atlas Underground, later on. And we're going to be playing music from Audioslave, Metallica, and we'll have more with Tom next. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Tom Morello on the show with us tonight. There's so much focus on the political aspect of Prophets of Rage, but what's the camaraderie side like? The interpersonal relationships of just being a bunch of guys together in a band?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why we, after the Make America Rage Again tour in 2016, that we continued to work together as a band because we had such a great time on tour. All of us are, veterans of different bands that have had various levels of drama throughout their histories, and it was great to, be in a band where the focus was the music. And that's something that I, at this point in my career, really insist on. Like, I've got a lot of music to make, a lot of guitar shredding to do, and a lot of things to say, and I want that to be the exclusive focus. It's one of the reasons why, on this Atlas Underground underground record, when you have a rock band and it's good, it's because of chemistry, and you create something together that you couldn't create alone. When you make a solo album, you have a purity of vision. And on this Atlas Underground record, I think I have the best of both worlds, because I'm the curator of this very diverse cast, everyone from, you know, Gary Clark Jr. to Rise Against to Marcus Mumford to Bass Nectar to Wu-Tang Clan, that I had to wrangle together to make this album with a purity of vision. But on the individual tracks, you get the chemistry of working with a diverse cast to create something that's very unique on each song.
Tom Morello with us on the show tonight. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Tom Morello on the show with us tonight. And Tom, bands are collaborative beasts. What was exhilarating and nerve-wracking about overseeing everything yourself on the new Atlas Underground album?
Yeah, I mean, I've collaborated with countless musicians, in the past, from speed metal to Bruce Springsteen, and pretty much to hip hop and everything in between. But I really wanted to make a record that was a sonic conspiracy that brought together these diverse artists and with the bold, ambition of creating a new genre of rock and roll. Something that a genre that combines my Marshall Stack riff rock, shredding R2-D2 crazy guitar noise making analog power with huge bass drops and some of the electronic wizardry of 2018. Basically, if my guitar playing is the Ansel Adams clear black and white photograph, I wanted to create the smashed Picasso version of that. Something that was very recognizable as my riffs and my sound, but that you hear it in an entirely different way. So that was a really exciting record to make.
Tom Morello with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. And still to come, your chance at a signed vinyl copy of the Atlas Underground record, plus music from Suicidal Tendencies, that side project of David Ellefson of Megadeth and Frank Bello of Anthrax I was telling you about earlier. And we'll have more with Tom Morello. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash and 95.5 KLOS. Tom Morello is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the Atlas Underground record, which is out now, and touring the Atlas Underground album promises to challenge the conventions of a typical rock concert. Why is staging something different just as important as the music you'll play?
Yeah, well, one of the obvious challenges of making a record that has 20 collaborators on it is how do you tour the damn thing? So right now I've been doing this thing called the Atlas Underground Experience, which is part conversation, part crazy pictures of me in spandex, part listening to the record and then shredding my ass off. But the Atlas Underground tour that's coming in 2019, I had to really look at the glass as being half full rather than half empty. I'm like, how do we create an experience in a room that's going to be musically impactful, even if, Rise Against and Wu-Tang Clan don't show up, for every single show? And I've been working with Sean Evans, who's the artistic director for Roger Waters for both the Wall tour and the current Us and Them tour that Roger's on. And we've got, 20 to 30 ideas that you've never seen in a rock and roll show before in order to make this music come to life in a way that's going to be very exciting, rocking, and challenging for the audience.
Tom Morello on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've been talking about the Atlas Underground, his solo record, and I've got a signed vinyl copy I want to give away right now. 800-955-KLOS. Going to give this away to caller 25. Vinyl furnished by Vector. Give us a call, 800-955-KLOS. It's Whiplash and 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Tom Morello with us tonight. His solo album, The Atlas Underground, is out. And Tom, tell us about your plans for 2019.
Sure. So we've been working on Prophets of Rage record, probably about halfway done right now. So there will definitely be new Prophets music in 2019. Gonna very excited to tour this Atlas Underground record in 2019 as well. And I continue to work on more music in that same vein with some pretty spectacular, a new spectacular array of collaborators who I'm very excited to be working with. I love that the interaction and and creating music that for me is very challenging as a guitar player and as an artist. And I'm really into like playing a lot of guitar and guitar solos lately. Like on this latest tour that I've been on, there's a big segments of it where it's just straight up, rocking out. Like I used to practice 8 hours a day, and 2 hours of those 8 hours was spent just improvising and playing solos over, different kinds of music and creating crazy noises. And I've really been enjoying getting out on stage and doing that. There's going to be a lot more of that in 2019.
Awesome. Looking forward to all of that. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure talking to you. Keep the metal flame burning.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging with me for another edition of Whiplash. You can find me here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie, and Facebook, it's Full Metal Jackie 666. Fraser Smith is coming up next, leaving you off with a perfect circle. See ya.